Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena on Intergalactic FM. Heart to Heart.
Can you help?
Heart to Heart.
Can you help?
Good evening and welcome to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena. Every day and every way, we are getting better and better. This is an astonishingly powerful line because it's true. Why, you ask? You are getting better right now, listening to Heart on Intergalactic FM. I'm Dr. Lena, and tonight I'm going to answer questions from people just like you. People who are facing challenges but are ready to ask for help and turn their lives around. Together, we can make positive decisions that can change your life and shape your destiny. Here's our first question of the night. Dear Dr. Lena, I'm nearly 30 years old and I've fallen in love with an Iranian. His family expects me to be a virgin. Are they kidding me? What should I do? Play the Virgin Mary or tell them to get serious? Signed, Twitchy and Taran. P.S. In case you're wondering, we've already done it like a million times. It's only the family that are nuts. Well, Twitchy, you're gonna have to decide whether it's more important to be true to yourself or to bag this dude. If you want his family to accept you, you're probably going to have to lie about your sexual history. That said, you might want to have a good long think about whether you can really see a viable future between yourself and a guy who cares what his mom thinks about the state of your hymen. It's definitely possible to make this work, but it's going to take you adapting yourself to his culture, which might be difficult for you to do. Of course, it's also possible if he's willing to reject certain parts of his culture for you. But standing up to his mother might be a lot harder than you'd think. If you do decide to just lie about it, remember that in some cases, lying won't be enough. If you want this relationship to become truly serious, you'll likely have to show a certificate of virginity given by a doctor of his family's choosing. In this situation, a lot of women choose to have a hymenoplasty surgery, which are available in most countries these days. But start saving. New hymens are expensive.
We'll be right back.
Our second question of the night comes to us from Hazelzed in Greece, who will be getting married this October. He writes, "Dear Lena, will I be happy married to Maria? First off, congratulations on your upcoming marriage. And you don't need to ask me that, you already know the answer. Of course you'll be happy. Here's a song just for you, Forever Lovers by the Italian Boys."
Lovers. If you have a problem, if no one else can help.
Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help.
I'm happy to announce you can now leave a message on the Heartline to be answered on the next show. From inside the U.S., call 646-789-LENA. That's 646-789-5462. From outside the U.S., dial 001-646-789-5462. And remember, the key to happiness is having dreams. The key to success is making dreams come true. Our next question comes to us from an anonymous robot located somewhere in Europe. He writes, "Dear Lena, I'm engaged in a long-term project which I worry is alienating my loved ones. As if this worry wasn't bad enough, I'm anxious that the project, when completed, it's a book, won't be good enough. All I can do is plow on and on and on, and I can't see an end in sight. How can we hold on to hope when the reasons for despair are so multitudinous? Interestingly enough, I'm also in the process of writing a book, and it's been a terribly frustrating experience. My coping mechanism is to call my mother, who is also writing a book, to complain about it constantly and to listen to her sage advice. So I asked my mom what she thinks you should do. She said you need to start focusing on what you can control, like finishing the book, rather than what you can't, like getting published or becoming a famous author. If you think of this as something you're doing for yourself, like a daily ritual, rather than something that will lead to a big payoff someday, you can appreciate the actual process of writing more. Because if you don't enjoy doing it for its own sake, it's not worth doing at all. Also, if you see it as a daily task, perhaps it will be easier to balance your writing versus the demands of your loved ones. Don't put important things off until you're done writing the book. Things like getting married or spending time with your family or going on vacation, whatever. Recognize that the rest of your life has to be given its fair share of your attention and that you have to balance your writing with everything else, including your responsibilities to others and yourself. Remember that self-doubt is a standard part of the creative process. Accept it and let it pass through you. And be deeply grateful that you've found something that means so much to you. It's a rare gift. The next song is Every Day I Write the Book by Elvis Costello.
That's
Our next question of the night was also submitted anonymously. The question is, why is it that I feel attracted to skinny guys so much? It's turned into an obsession, really. To be honest, most people are physically attracted to certain types. Although this is completely normal, it's also incredibly limiting. By only being willing to hook up with skinny dudes, you might be missing out on someone who's much better suited for you, but not someone you'd necessarily be attracted to from the outset. Frankly, if you're really so obsessed, you might as well just get it out of your system. Score a couple of emaciated guys and one of two things will probably happen. You might fall head over heels and find the love of your life and then it won't really matter anymore. Or you might realize that physical attraction isn't really enough to make a relationship work. For a long time, I was only attracted to freakishly tall guys. And then I realized that being tall wasn't quite enough and that personality was a lot more important. I'm happy to report that some of my happiest memories are with guys that could barely see over the top of my head. So at some point, you might try giving other types of guys a try. When a guy who isn't a stick figure tries to chat you up sometime, don't shoot him down immediately. If he's funny or interesting enough, or mean enough, or whatever it is that you like, you might start to find yourself being attracted to him, even if he doesn't meet your physical specifications.
You're confusing me. Cause I don't know if you want me. But I know that I want you. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. What are you gonna do?
You're listening to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena. Our next question is, I keep going out with guys and they all turn out to be jerks. Are they all like this? Signed, Mystified. I just ran a quick statistical analysis and it does seem that a disproportionate number of them can indeed be jerks. But I hear they aren't all that bad. I have no concrete evidence as of yet, but apparently some of them are okay. Please keep us informed if you decide to do any additional research. Here's the IFX edit of Boys Will Be Boys by the Duncan Sisters.
Thank you.
our last question of the night comes to us from anonymous 80s Italo star in Milan, Italy. He writes, I'm a very famous old Italo artist who all the girls used to like. But then I got outed like Milli Vanilli for not making any of my own music. Then I cried on a game show in Italy in front of millions of people because I stole a chicken and the producers caught me. Please tell me how I can become a bad boy again. Well then, I mean, anonymous 80s Italo star, sounds like you've gone through some tough times. Experiences like this could really damage your self-esteem and make you lose confidence. This could make it harder to succeed. And believe it or not, you have a lot going for you. For one, you'll always have your looks to fall back on. Here are a couple of tips that might help you. Face your fears. Challenges seem scary, but your fears are usually exaggerated. Facing your fears increases your confidence and boosts your self-esteem. Forget your failures. Learn from them. Avoid making the same mistakes again, but don't limit yourself by assuming you failed before so you can't succeed this time. Try again. You're wiser and stronger. Don't be trapped in the past. Know what you want and ask for it. You deserve your dreams to come true. Reward yourself when you succeed. Make a list of your successes and focus on the positive. And finally, don't be defeated. Try something else. You're not going to be defeated by one failed attempt, are you? Doesn't everyone fail before they succeed? All you need is a different approach. Good luck. I wish you happiness and success. Here's a song to help you along the way. It's Be a Star by David Joseph. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Heart to Heart. We'll be on again next Tuesday at 2200 Central European Time or 9 p.m. in the UK. Submit questions, hear past episodes, get track listings, and learn more, please visit us at our new website, hearttoheartradio.blogspot.com. It doesn't matter if you're a frog or a pig or a bear or even a person. It doesn't matter if you're a big fish in a little pond or a small fish in a big pond. You're you, and you matter. Kermit the Frog.
Intergalactic.